Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today, I'll be talking about data backups versus data archives. The confusion about data backups and data archives has been going on for a while. People frequently find themselves asking, what exactly is a data archive? What are the differences between archives and backups? And can I use my backups as archives? Here to help answer these questions is Curtis Preston, Executive Editor at TechTarget and independent backup expert. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for joining me.
Hi yourself, and anytime.
So, Curtis, can you explain what the main difference is between data backups and data archives is?
Yeah, a quick definition that I heard somebody say the other day is that backups are for disaster and archives are for discovery. And what that means is that backups, basically the purpose of both of them is really what makes them different. A backup is for recovering or restoring files or drives, file systems, RAID arrays, etc., that, you know, disappear. So you accidentally deleted a file or a bunch of files, or you had a double disk failure in a RAID 5 array or whatever, but basically you need to restore things to the way they looked yesterday. Or, you know, if you've got a really good backup app, you want to restore them to 20 minutes ago, right? But and if you've, let's say, something really bad happened yesterday, you might want to restore them to 2 days ago or 3 days ago, or, you know, you might want to get a version of a file from as much as a few weeks ago or months ago. But what you don't do with a backup app or shouldn't be trying to do is to meet the needs of e-discovery. So archive is for discovery purposes, where when you get if you're sued or if you're investigated by a government entity, you are not asked to restore things to the way they looked yesterday. You're asked very different questions, where you are asked for all of the emails with these words in them, all of the emails from Fred to Steve, all of the emails from your company to perhaps add your email addresses outside of your company, or perhaps every version of, some files that are in a particular directory, because perhaps it's a lawsuit over intellectual property. So we need to show the history of some files, and where did those files exist, and when did they exist, and who changed them, and all of these things. None of these things are things that a backup system is very good at providing. You can get those things, but we're talking, I don't know, 10 orders of magnitude difference in pain and difficulty with trying to satisfy archive requests with backup. That's a really long definition, but hopefully it helps people understand the difference between the two.
Okay, so can you explain why you shouldn't use your data backups as archives?
Well, because basically it's, you know, the purpose of an archive is not going to be met by a backup. So if you go and somebody asks you, like I said, for all of the emails with, you know, this word in them, you are not going to be able to go to your backup system and ask that question. What you'll have to do, let's say for the purposes of discovery, or for the purpose of discussion, you have a full backup of Exchange. Let's say you're an Exchange customer and you have a full backup of Exchange every week for the last 7 years. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you're actually supposed to have archives for 7 years. Some companies don't even have archive requirements, but let's just say you actually have a requirement to do archiving for 7 years. And then somebody says, I want all of the emails with this word in them. What you're going to need to do is to restore, to take your 7-year-old backup of Exchange, restore the entire Exchange server, and then extract out of that Exchange server the files that you need from 7 years ago. Then you're going to need to restore Exchange again to 7 years ago minus a week, and do that all over again and over again and over again. And in this case, roughly 350 times you're going to need to restore Exchange entirely and then extract from it what you need. So doing satisfying archive requests with backup software is something that you'll only do once, right? You'll you'll try it and you'll go, holy crap, this is hard. We should have used archive software to satisfy this requirement. And I'll add to that, what's actually worse than the scenario I just described is there are a lot of companies who have no retention requirements. So they're not required by, for example, the SEC requires financial trading firms to archive all email correspondence with potential investors. They're required, and they're required to keep it for a certain number of years. But there's a, you know, for every company that has those requirements, there's probably 10 companies that don't. And those companies do the same thing. They keep the, they don't know how long they should keep it. So they keep, again, Exchange, for example, a weekly full backup for 7 years. And the worst thing is, if you get sued and you have those tapes, guess what? Even if you weren't supposed to keep them, you have to supply them. So you have to go through all that pain, and when what you really should have done is just expire the tapes.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly do archiving products do that backup software doesn't?
Well, the biggest thing that they do for two things. One is it's how they store the data, and the second is what they store. So an archiving product, and I should clarify, I'm talking about archiving for e-discovery. There is a different type of archive, which is also different from backup, and that is you create a project. Let's say you are a manufacturing company, and you want to take all of the plans for the widget that you made this year that you're never going to make again, but you want to put all that stuff together into a box, right? I tell people to think about the TV show Cold Case. If you've ever watched Cold Case, in the beginning of every show, they show somebody walking down this long corridor of these boxes, of these open cases, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a box, and in that box, there's all the photos, there's the interview books, there's the any evidence that they had, you know, that maybe they could rerun DNA on, and all that stuff. They had all that in a box. Well, the first type of archive is just like that. You take all the stuff that pertains to a given project, and you put it in this common thing, right? I'll actually give an analogy without commercial archive software, just the concept of TAR. TAR is actually tape archive. It's actually a better archive tool than it is a backup tool. And you put all of those things into this entity, this collection, and that's referred to as an archive. And then you can delete those things off of the server. So that's one type of archive. The second, and the type of archive that we spend most of our time talking about lately, is the archive for e-discovery. And that is that you, an archive software, an email archive software, for example, watches an email system. And it actually archives emails as they come in. So as an email comes in or as an email is sent out, it is then immediately sent over to the archive system. Perhaps they're done in batches and so on, but essentially it's nothing like backup, where backup runs as a batch process every night. The archive system is literally receiving these emails in real time as they're being created or received. And then, so that's the first big difference. And then the second big difference is the level of detail that it stores. So it stores all of the metadata, the from, the to, the subject line, you know, some of the first few lines of the email, so that when you, and perhaps the whole body of the email as well, and perhaps even looks into the attachment and looks for words and saying, you know, does a full text search out of the attachment, and then stores all of that stuff in a database, as well as storing the actual email and document, attachments the same, you know, in a similar way to the backup system. But it takes all that data and it puts it into a database. And then that database can be searched. Whereas with a backup system, it would just put that data onto a tape, and it doesn't look inside the file or inside Exchange, right? It just takes the Exchange backup and dumps it on there. It's got the same stuff, but it doesn't look inside of it that way, right? So you can't search on give me all the emails that have a from or a to or whatever from. So that's the primary difference between the two.
Right. Okay. So do you think it's better to use an archiving tool from your backup software provider or a third-party provider?
Well, I suppose that depends on which backup provider you have. There are some good tools out there, and there are some, not as good tools out there. And frankly, there are some that are, not so great at all. So that's not an easy question to answer. But what I would say is I would certainly go to my backup vendor. Let's say you're a NetBackup shop. NetBackup Symantec makes Enterprise Vault, which is their accompanying archive software. And I would go to them and I would say, why should I use your software? So first off, I would go to them, right? I would certainly consider them. And I would consider them first. And I would go to them and I'd say, why should I use your product versus any other third-party utility? What advantage do I get? And in the case, for example, of NetBackup, what you would get is that NetBackup and Enterprise Vault can share a common infrastructure. So they can share tape libraries, et cetera, VTLs, file systems, and you can get some cost savings there. And then once you know that, then you go out and just do a full comparison of the other products, just knowing that the product from your backup software company has these other advantages. I will throw in one other thing. There is one company that is sort of messing this up. And by that I mean I like to keep things very cut and dry. This is backup software. This is archive software. Commvault is really blurring those lines. And by that I mean when you do a backup with Commvault, it has the capability to get a lot of that same data, the metadata that I talked about, mm-hmm. and store it alongside their backup. I believe it's an extra price option. But I still don't think of it as full archive, but it does provide some e-discovery capabilities against your backup, which I don't think any other backup software product does. The reason why I say it's still not full archive is one of the things about archive software versus backup software that I didn't mention is that once it's stored an email or an attachment, it doesn't store it again. Backup software is really dumb that way, right? We just keep backing up the same stuff over and over and over again because, well, it's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why dedupe works so well. But in the case of archive, a true archive software, which Commvault does have a true archive option, but I just thought it was important to mention that at least this is one company that's blurring the lines.
Okay. Well, thank you for those answers, Curtis.
No problem.
And that's all the time we have for you today. For more information on data backups and data archives, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.